Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Yo, guys, welcome to this week's episode of Thoughts in the Cully. This week, I'm joined by the incredible Young Teflon. He's been on my Mount Rushmore of rap since I heard him. He's incredible. He's got a new album coming out. And this week, we spoke all about it.
Jimmy!
Oh, Jimmy, come on. That's my guy right there.
My guy.
I'm going to smudge you because you're ill. Oh, I'm going to hold it.
Look, it's too late, bro.
I'm going to hold it.
How's this close again?
Right here. Seatbelt, man. I can't drive without a seatbelt, man. Look, listen, how are you, man?
I'm good, how are you, bro?
It's an honor, man.
Bro, I'm glad I flipping made out of the house, bro.
What's going on? You're poorly. What's going on? What happened?
Bro, I'll be coming out and getting sick. People don't know how to stay in the house, man.
Man, I'm telling you.
How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not bad, man. So it's an honor to be joined by you. Obviously, I see you as one of the foundations of UK rap. You know what I'm saying? What they call that thing when they put the people on the
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
He's on your Mount Rushmore?
No, I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing all that. I got a job, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, no, you're definitely on my Mount Rushmore, and you've just been consistently providing us with music and high quality music for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. I want to take it back to like your grime days.
Do you know what's meant?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that I came from grime, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot. I'd say probably more than half of my family don't even know I was once an MC.
It was YO, right?
It was YO, yeah. Young one.
Yeah. Mm. And, like, you was in the same crew as Big Nasty, right?
Yeah, yeah. Solo, Big Nasty, L-Man.
Yeah.
I was a kid, though, wasn't
I? I remember L-Man. What happened to L-Man?
Guess as good as mine, bro.
He was like the first like white guy that was popping. I feel like
in that kind of scene.
In fact, I want to even take you back to the first time I met you. Yeah. So when we first started Grime Daily.
Yeah.
I used to have like all the grime artists on there, and then I wanted to kind of bring in UK rap a bit.
So when you started Grime Daily,
yeah,
did you know or think that it was going to be bigger than grime music itself,
I didn't, because there was a presence of UK rap then, but the only UK rap I knew then really was gigs, if that makes sense.
That I knew that was relevant.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Come on, Pulse, man.
That was relevant to me. Okay. Not to the world. You know, like some people, you know, like sometimes you just miss stuff. Like, let me give you an example of what I'm saying, yeah? I'm like their biggest Lox fan ever. Like, I can tell you, I can name you all Nas's albums.
Yeah.
I can name you all Jay-Z's albums, but I've never listened to Mobb Deep.
No,
but what I'm saying is, it's not because I don't think Mobb Deep is heavy. You know, sometimes there's just...
You just didn't tap in.
You just miss something.
That is crazy.
And then it's like, because I missed it...
You never
because when I listen to that music now, I'm like, it's provoking emotion. I'm taking myself somewhere where it's I'm not trying to make new memories.
Do
you get what I'm saying? So I miss, when I used to go on... So after I'd done Grime Daily... I discovered Media Massacre, yeah?
Yeah.
So I used to go on there and learn about the rappers kind of things. You get what I'm saying?
That was more rap.
Yeah, that was more rap. Shout out to Media Massacre, yeah, Pioneers as well. Barkley, so when the first time I bucked you,
yeah,
I didn't know who you was. I just come to
Unit 10 to Link Blade.
I've come to Unit 10 to Link Blade.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah? I remember.
And I've got OCD, so I remember how my page used to look like. It used to say like Skepta or like Gigs or like Gets or like it used to have like names every video I'm dropping.
On the videos, yeah.
Yeah, there was no submissions this time. Yeah. No up and comers. Mm-hmm. It's just names.
Mm-hmm.
So I've come to Link Blade, yeah, and in my head I'm thinking, I'm pushing the boat out here for the audience.
Was that the first time you Link Blade as well?
For a freestyle, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for a freestyle. Yeah. I linked him for this a crypto trip, but that's nuts. Another story. So I've come to link him, but I'm thinking I'm pushing the boat out. Not because I ain't fucking with it, more the audience. Because remember, we're like, we've got like grime.
Heavy grime.
Yeah, like this is grime. You know what I'm saying? Big grime. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to teach them a little something different, you get?
Yeah.
Then he pulls up with you. Mm. I'm thinking, who's this guy? You know what I'm saying? And then you lot started going crazy. And till this day.
Freestyle's like 8 minutes long or something.
Bro, till this day, that might be my favorite Graham Daily freestyle ever.
Swear down. I remember
this. Wiz. And then this. Yeah.
I remember that day as well. Fuck.
So how did you make the transition from...
from Graham to rap?
Yeah, because it's only you and Scraps, I feel like, that have done that fully 100% and just living rap.
Do you know what it is? As a Graham artist, I was always like... just sneaking my way into things. Like, I was just a kid trying to run with the olders and do what they were doing. That's why they called me Young One anyway, because I was always around like the older guys. And then my older cousin had a clique that he was spitting with called NRC. Shout out my cousin Tank. And then Khans. It goes way back because Khans, this is mad, because I went to school with Khans, innit?
Yeah.
But Khans was in like my older cousin's year. So obviously respect or whatever, we would just say hello and bye. I didn't like, we weren't rolling or nothing.
Yeah.
And then I was doing the little grime thing with
Did he have hair then? No, so I'm not asking. No, because I did, didn't I?
Oh,
don't worry.
No, Khans had hair. He used to get a little one level, I remember, with the shape up in that.
Okay.
But it's weird because I stopped doing grime. Cause I went through my little phases. I was in school, and I was on Channel U. Well, Channel 8, Channel U. Was it? What was
yeah,
it?
Channel U. For? U yeah,
I was on Channel U when I was in school, and then I was in Mayday Spray Day. That was a clip that I was with from Brixton, and then I started doing the NAA stuff with Nasty and them. But I was just young and just doing dumb shit and running around in the streets. So I wasn't taking it serious anyway. I wasn't getting paid for it anyway. So I think I just kind of just stopped MCing altogether.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, it's not like we was going to studio and making songs. I wasn't recording tracks or it was just like radio sets and freestyles and stuff, innit?
Yeah.
So then one time, the same cousin I'm talking about, my older cousin, he's grabbed me. He's like, what are you doing? You need to come link me this summer. You're going to spend this summer with man. And man's going to get you in the studio. He said, I'm taking you to the studio one day. Who do I know is in the studio?
Khans.
So I'm like, I know Khans, this is da-da-da. He's like, yeah, come on, da-da-da. School days. Said to Khans, listen, just make sure he comes there every day. Yeah, you lot da-da-da. Before we knew it, I had a mixtape. I met Blade in that same house.
I know the house you're talking about, the downstairs one.
On Brixton Hill.
Yeah. I used to be there a lot.
I made most of my mixtapes in that house. That was just the office, the base, basically, innit? I met a lot of my friends there, whatever. And I only used to rap on Khans and Loco's beats. Shout out Loco as well. Like, those were the only producers I even knew. I didn't know other producers. So I say my first three or four mixtapes was all produced by them. But if you listen to my first mixtape, people think GMT is my first mixtape. It's not. It's Tef London. But on that, you can tell I was kind of doing grime flows on rap beats.
Tef London sounds kind of crazy right now.
I know.
Because of Steph.
No, but...
Yeah, no. It was after, but I'm just saying
this
now.
I'm talking about 08, 09.
Yeah.
But Steph London, she knows.
Oh, you know, I've spoken about it.
Nah, she knows, man. Like, come on, man.
Okay, I don't know.
This is common knowledge, you get me?
Okay, I've been to.
It's funny you say that because on Instagram, you know, you can't have lowercase and uppercase.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think my name's Young Stefflon.
Yeah.
just from Instagram.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, come on, man. But my mixtape was called Teflon Done, but it was actually Teflon, isn't it? But
yeah.
On there, it's like you can just hear a grime MC coming into rap.
Okay.
Like, it's even like awkward listening to it sometimes. I'm like, what the hell was I doing? But I've always loved rap music. So before I was even a grime MC, my first ever lyrics I probably wrote was to rap beats.
Yeah.
And then, and shout out Dizzy, because Dizzy Rascal is the actual person that made me wanna MC, but MC in a way where it's like I'm rapping.
Yeah.
Then I got to a point where I realized I'm saying too much words to fit within, do you know what I mean? The space that you're given to rhyme on in grime isn't like in a rap beat, you get more time and more space to express yourself. And it's kind of wretch as well, wretch. I used to always think like Wretch is rapping. Wretch and Scorcher sound like they're rapping.
Yeah.
On grime beats. Do you know what I mean? So
definitely.
Then I just thought rap is just more comfortable for me, and then yeah, I just became a rapper, bro.
So you was like a Dizzy fan back in the day?
Dizzy is the reason I started MCing.
So
Dizzy
where,
and Asher D.
So when Dizzy and Asher D clashed.
Yeah.
Do you remember that clash?
Of course, I remember.
Yo, Asher D
said, I used
said,
to stay up.
Yo, Asher D said, forget my dick, I'm just trying to get my gas
sucked. Yeah.
Catch you in the back of the front of the black car. Yo!
I remember, do you remember the, was it Night Flight? Come on the beat.
Yeah.
And Mega and Wiley and all of that.
Yeah, they was all up there. Yeah.
I was, do you know why? I do you know what's mad? Because I'm Asher D fan. Like Soul Solid Sundays, all of that. Yeah, I will never ever cap. But with Dizzy, I felt like, nah, man, it kind of bullying my boy, man. Bear in mind, I don't know none of these guys at the time.
Yeah.
And Asher D, obviously, where I'm from, in Brixton, somewhere late in the state, his mum used to live in like the estate literally behind mine, Guinness Trust.
Yeah.
So man will see him sometimes. Obviously, man couldn't even. Like, he was an older boy for man or whatever, but it's like, nah, man, why are you not doing that to Dizzy?
Yeah,
why you not do that to Dizzy for, man? And, like, it's hard to explain. It's like, Dizzy, for me, is like when MCing changed from A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3 to actual...
Nah, but
intricate.
Actually, them times, too, was like one of my favourite...
No, was...
He was, like, my favourite rapper.
Rapper? Or MC?
At the time.
I'd say MC.
Come on, when he said Mega, are you a friend or an enemy?
Me.
Execution is my tendency,
yeah,
my vocabulary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, come on, boss.
And it's a Mega.
But that clash is crazy.
So who do you think won then?
Nah, when I was younger, I thought Asher D took it, yeah? But it's because I was impressionable by everything that was going on in
everything
the room.
Else that was,
in the
that's
room.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Do you
know
what I'm saying? But
yeah.
As an older person, you got 21 seconds to apologise. He said that. Dizzy said that.
I can't.
Yeah. No, I studied
I can't
that shit.
Physically remember what Dizzy actually said.
Nah, he said you got 21 seconds to apologize. And then he said, "Ain't no traffic warnings over here, B."
I remember that bar because that's when he got done for the traffic warning thing, innit?
But, nah, he was smoky. He was smoky. That was a good clash.
I give it. Okay, so I was an Asher D fan originally, but it's Dizzy that made me wanna MC, and MC. To a certain level of difficulty, but then gigs came up.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, we could actually rap how we want to rap. You have to remember, the rappers that was probably out then was probably trying to make radio songs. There was that funny era when people was, you know the era I'm talking about. It's kind of like disco pop kind of rap. And I wasn't feeling that at all. That wasn't. So when gigs came out, I was like, whoa, this is...
I know what songs you're talking about. You're talking about,
I don't want to say.
Yeah, I know what songs you're talking about.
Because a video resurfaced the other day of one of your good friends.
Yeah, I know.
And I respect
about.
Him as an MC. And
oh,
I don't
man,
wanna...
that's one of the GOATs, man.
No, but that was a bad time, man.
That was a bad time.
The clothing. Everything. That was a bad time, bro.
Yeah.
And I feel like Tiny set that. But Tiny done it in a way...
No, it wasn't. It was Tinchy that said.
Was it Tinchy? With like the colourful shades and the scarves and all of that.
But that... Tinchy had bangers though.
I respect Tinchy. Tinchy knows, anyway.
But it was like songs like.
But it's.
I know what songs
it wasn't
like.
For us.
You're talking like when Tinchy started. Start, for example, if Tinchy might do a Strider Man.
Singing kind of poppy. And it's like,
and
I get it.
Was doing that. And then someone would do. wearing my Rolex. Someone would do da-da-da-da-da. I know
it was like a dancey kind of trancey kind of. And I wasn't rocking with that
at all. I like wearing my Rolex, though. I got to say, that was my vibe.
What, Wiley? What do we do? Things that we eat,
though. Wine in the dark.
That's a big tune.
Yeah, that was...
And you have to remember, this is the times when... Were you in the funky house rave?
Yeah, I was.
Were you in that era?
Yeah, of course.
When we're going to the dance, like we're going to church, in the sharp shoes and the buttons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in Central.
That was insane.
Farringdon and these types Farringdon, of places that we never heard of.
What was it? Departure Lounge and them spots.
Yeah, Departure Lounge. I was in there, you know.
I was in there with my big brothers and my cousins and that.
Yeah, I was in Departure Lounge.
I didn't, as much as I could appreciate what the man was trying to do, I never ever saw that and thought, I want to rap like that or I want to dress like that, ever.
Yeah.
So you have to remember, Giggs has come out of nowhere, and he's setting precedent. He's talking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Let's just have it right. He's talking crazy. I remember there was one summer, and Giggs is from Peckham, bro, and I'm from Brixton. Brixton, Stockholm, Stratton, Clapham. That's where I'm moving around. All you heard in everyone's car was Giggs. I'm sure there's people that even have problems with my man that was still thumping his music from the car. So he changed the idea of the listener, but he changed me as a rapper. I wanted to rap like this, like say what the fuck I want to say, and I don't care if it's for the radio or the telly, I'm going to rap like this. And yeah, that was it, bro. Everything just changed after that. Giggs is the reason they started the Westwood Crib Sessions, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't allowed to go to the BBC building.
Yeah, I've heard that story before.
He's literally the reason why there's... So all you rappers, and even down to the drill rappers and that, there wouldn't be none of that Westwood Crib Sessions if it weren't for Hollow. Hollow really, he set it up.
I want to know about how... Because what I really like about your history as well is like the fact that there's like an invisible set. And when I mean an invisible set, I'm talking about the OT camp.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the classics that you and Blade have got. I'm talking about Squilla, the Gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Ohms, Trapstar, Charlie White.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Carnes Hill.
Yeah.
My hair's never coming back. I'm talking about the icons, you know what I'm saying? The history.
It's like, it all starts with Carnes. Carnes is the hub.
Yeah.
Carnes is like, you know, like a Wi-Fi router?
Yeah.
That's Carnes. And then we all connect.
Okay.
To the hub.
Yeah.
So, how do I put it? OT was like Top Boy before Top Boy. And I mean that so, like, I'm so serious when I say that, because none of us are actors. None of us know how to act. There's no professional actors in it.
Mm.
But it was like a real series, bro. Like, man couldn't walk down the road without a man saying, oh, when's the next episode? When's the next episode? We did what? 3 seasons. So it was like, okay, I've got a song. Carnes is like, yeah, we're doing an episode for this song. Squilla's got a song with Blade. That's episode 2. Ohms has got a song with this guy, or Timber. And before you knew it, man just had like a whole, like, I didn't even know how to explain it.
It's like things were happening that wasn't even planned.
It wasn't planned. Yeah, none of this was written down. Yeah, none of this was scripted. It's like, how did... This pissed me off. I hate seatbelts. It's like, how did we get to a point where we've just created this whole... Like, it's like a series, like a YouTube series.
Yeah.
And we had no idea what we was doing. And shout out UK Overstood, because I remember they came through with the...
The Canon.
I want to say it was a... 350 or 5D, I can't remember. But that shit will show your pimples, bro. That shit.
Yeah, that was the first. That
if
was
your
the
face
first,
is dry
that,
today, we're gonna see how dry it is. Do you know what I mean?
I remember that. They was one of the first people with a Canon.
They changed the game.
Yeah, them and Capone.
They changed the game. Shout out Capone as well.
That's my guy.
So it's like, Carnes was the hub. I used to just go to Carnes' house every day. Whether I'm recording music, or I just wanna listen to music, or just to chill, I'll go there. Sometimes Blade is in there recording. I was probably there when Blade did the whole of Bags and Boxes. Yeah. 1, 2, and 3, just there chilling.
Yeah, I remember that era.
Squilla. Squilla made, what? I think Squilla made 2 mixtapes with Carnes. And it's funny because me and Squilla originally...
Was beefing on
media massacre. I was tapped into you lot's beef.
Yeah.
It was looking crazy. No, I remember one time Shola was in the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was calling talking me out about my name. You.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What?
Standing on the road talking crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah, standing on the road talking crazy. But the gorilla's really the gorilla, though. Yeah, the gorilla. I'm like, yo.
That's the gorilla.
So how? So what happened? Like, what instigated that beef?
Honestly, mum's life, I can't even remember right now. But I think it was just some street shit that spilled into music.
Okay.
Because we know who each other was before rap. And I think, because it wasn't that serious, man ended up making it, like, more, yeah.
More serious for entertainment.
More for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
And Khan's a pussy, yo. Khan's?
Yes.
Yo, because yes. Khan's would do stuff like, phone me at 8 a.m. in the morning, oh shit, what, Jimmy, you ain't seen what Skrilla's doing, he's sending for you. But he said it for me on Khan's beat.
Oh,
so it's like, Khan's, you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And you let, you know what I mean? Khan's was doing some DJ K Slay type shit. Yeah, but that's remember, crazy. that's Blade's, Blade's cool with Skrilla. I had other, like, friends, like, Mashar, my brother Moss. So it was never ever going to be that. Yeah. We was never going to go to war like that, you get me?
Yeah.
But now Skrilla's people, you get me? So. Olms is peoples as well. Olms will come around. Obviously, you don't rap no more. But at the time, Olms will come. Before you knew it, we just had like 4 or 5 men all doing music. But we're not a clique. But we're all doing music together. Like, you won't hear a Blade tape without me on there.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You wouldn't hear a Skrilla tape without Blade on there. You won't hear Olms tape without me. You know what I mean? So we just had our own little conglomerate kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the 60s came through.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. What was that like, knowing that you was around the next wave of UK rap and you never even knew? Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, you have to remember, I didn't even know what drill was.
Yeah.
I didn't know what drill was. So it's like, as well as that studio, the base we're talking about.
Yeah.
There was Khan's grandma's house.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Which is also obviously LD's grandma's house, where I made my other mixtapes and that. So it's like between them two spots, that's where man was doing all the recording. So yeah. I've grown up in the house seeing these men. These men are probably like helping man do just certain little things I'm not hit with. They're helping man, like technology wise or sound wise. So they've shown me about Chief Keef.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this guy's cold, but what's these beats? I couldn't fathom what drill was as a genre. It just sounded crazy to me, like, but I liked it. Mm. But then they started showing me like other like drill artists, and I was like, I'm not really feeling that. And then before you knew it, they're growing dreads and they're doing shooting video. But even then, I'm not even clocking on what's happening because they're just shooting videos around the estate and whatever. But it's when he made Live Corn, I was like, right, this is actually a thing. Like, and this is before the millions of views and all of this.
Yeah.
So then people started hitting me like, oh my days, these lot are doing the madness, da, da, da. And it's still not dawned on me properly how nuts these lot are going. And I remember I did a show, this was it's like 2014, I think it was in Shepherd's Bush Hall.
Yeah.
And I brought out Weston. This is when Weston was first coming out with the Intel, whatever. I brought out Weston, I brought out I want to say Section Boys, and I brought out 6-7. See, when 6-7 came on, oh my days, bro. They turned that place upside down. I was like, you know what? If these lot actually stick to it, they're just gonna go crazy. And then before you knew it, their thing was just all over the map. But even now, I feel like it didn't last long enough, man, because as much as man knew what they had, they didn't know what they had kind of thing. And then man started. And whereas that, like, you're still in the streets, man are still going to jail, and certain things are happening where it didn't last as long, and there's other people that have come up off the back of that sound and made like full length careers off it. But You live and you learn, you get me?
Sometimes it's like that for the pioneers, though.
You don't really get the
yeah
the full, I know,
but then,
I know.
But then
know.
Sometimes you might get another chance.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, sometimes
like a second
not comment. not everyone's journey is like straight success and then success the whole way through.
Of course.
Unless you're fully focused on some maybe Stormzy shit, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry to cut you off, bro. Yeah. I feel like that about Skepta. Like, he had like a second, you know, like,
yeah.
Skepta was always Skepta.
Skepta's on not.
And then he's come back out on a mad thing.
Bro, Skepta's on like his fifth burst.
Like, literally.
Like that reinvention.
Literally.
Like, remember, Skepta's been Skepta for like 21 years now. At least.
Like, since BBK days. Not even BBK, before that.
Yeah.
Before that.
Like, Autopsy days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Skepta was someone, when he dropped Autopsy, this is like 5 years before we're around.
Yeah.
But he's Skepta then.
He was always Skepta, but he's had so many versions. Like, what is Skepta? You can't give me one version of Skepta and say that goes across the whole...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, even the new Skepta's like a new wave.
It's different. Gets, I feel like that about Gets.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I feel like that about Gets. I feel like that about... Who else? There's a few artists. That's Tion Wayne's.
Kano as well.
Kano. So it's like...
A lot of people.
It's never over till it's over, really. Chip. I feel like that about myself, bro.
Chip
like,
as well. What Chip's doing now.
Chip, same thing. Like this.
I don't think a lot of people realise how much reinvention Chip does, or how much Chip always actually comes Chip, out swinging.
Chip is... See, Chip...
He's relentless, bro.
Chip's a maniac, bro. He's actually... Like, Chip's not well, bro.
In the greatest respect, like if there was a nuclear bomb, I think Chip would be like the that survived. Someone said that about me once, and I thought, bro, that's what an incredible like compliment.
To be here after so many years, it's just like to stand the test of time. It's like that's like the greatest achievement.
Do you know what my favorite thing about the game is? Yeah, it's like obviously. We've all known each other for a long time. Like, I've literally known you for 15 years, you
That's
get
crazy.
Me? Like, there's days, like, in those 15 years, I might have £1 in my pocket, you might have had three.
Mm.
There's days in that, those 15 years, I might have three, you might have had one.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really like is seeing those people that have been those people in terms of who they are and what they mean to UK rap.
Yeah.
And they pull up in their cars and that, yeah? Like how you pulled up in your car earlier. And I'm like, oh, word.
Okay, yeah.
That's how you feel? You get what I'm saying? That's how you feel?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that probably makes me happy because it's like we've all watched ourselves grow up and
reach. Make livings off this shit, man.
Yeah. Well, and, someone and others, clearly.
No, I don't even say. Bro, man's in the fucking...
I see that YT ring, my guy. You know what I'm saying? Take the day off.
It's a bit of aesthetics, man. It's nothing. I feel you. But yeah. It's like... Chip, I didn't even want to talk too much, but me and Chip's got one of the craziest songs that I've made in the last couple of years. And we made it to, not last summer, the summer before.
When's that coming out?
It's his song, isn't it?
So oh, so waiting to drop, yeah?
On his tape, yeah. We did our verses, and then we're like, nah, this ain't enough. We need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Need to do some tag team shit. Pause. I
Listen,
said pause.
You're on your own, mate. You're
I said
on your
pause,
own. Listen,
bro.
You're killing it, mate. Keep going. You got a lot of one of my favourite tracks, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's hard to identify.
Go on. I think I know what you're going to say as well, but go on.
Nah, because I could just start talking about if I don't get money, I can't sleep.
If I don't get money, I can't sleep.
No, but you know what my favourite track is? It's
Hustlers Don't Die.
Hustlers Don't Die,
Which
part
one?
One.
Part one!
Wait. Is it part three?
It's free.
Listen to a G.
No, that's one.
Is that number
that's
one?
That's one. But everyone says three is their favorite, but one.
No, one is my favorite.
Is Blassic.
I remember where I was. I was living in a house in a flat with Bernard when that song came out. And
swear to God, shout out Bernard.
The GRM channel had been deleted, yeah?
Did it get deleted?
Yeah, the first one.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you never got it back, did you?
No, I started.
You had to start fresh. So you lost everything that was on there?
Yeah, loads. All UK history is like...
That's insane.
A big part of UK history doesn't exist anymore. But I remember where I was when I heard that tune, and it was very, like... Got me through some days, man.
Spiritual. Man.
That was proper stuff.
Spiritual.
I was going to say, one of my favourite tunes is Rule Number 2, I believe it's called, with Dave.
Yeah.
Is it rule number two?
Rule of two.
Rule of two, forgive me.
Now, oh, that sort of pains me, man.
Yeah, so we want to talk about that. We want to talk about how...
Bro.
We want to talk about how the beat was the beat, and then the beat wasn't the beat.
That beat's changed like three times, Pulse.
What's going on with that?
All right, so cool. My thing is, I'm a man, I just love to sample old songs. Do you know what I mean? I love samples, I love sampling music, I love finding samples for the producers to use or whatever. So Dave's hit me, he's like, listen, we need to do the Braveheart sample. And that's...
So that was Dave's idea?
It's Dave's idea.
Okay.
It's Braveheart, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick. Like, even if you haven't seen the film, you know what Braveheart is, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mel Gibson with the face paint and that, the Scottish are up there doing the mad thing. So it's like, yeah, let's do it. But I remember at the time, my manager was like, bro, you sure we're going to be able to clear it?
Yeah.
But remember, I'm new to clearing samples, bro.
Yeah.
Because I started making music with a crook called Khans, and Khans doesn't clear shit. Khans is a villain. He will take something that was on Classic FM and flip it and not give a toss about it tomorrow.
Mm.
But then I'm like, I really want this sample. I really want it to happen. So we've done it by the book. The managers hit up the people, because the guy that actually played the original melody, he's died. So you know how it is when the family owned the estate, and we had to go to them. And they said straight away, no. We offered them 100% of the royalties, everything. They said no. So we're like, all right, cool. They're being funny. What we're going to do is get
someone to replay it.
Replay it. Not the producer per se, but someone that does, I don't know if it's a violin or, I don't know, but play the instrumental again with the same keys or whatever, but just not the actual thing. So we've made it a bit different. We've done that, right? The day before release, Dave's calling me, he's like, bro, do you like the song? I'm thinking, oh, bro, don't do this. He's like, no, I'm just thinking, like, we shouldn't sacrifice the art. And I hear what he's saying as well, because as much as I liked what was replayed, it was never going to be as good as the original, right?
Yeah, of course. But you're thinking, Dave, don't be fucking up my streets.
Yeah, but it's not, exactly, but it's not Dave releasing it. It's me releasing it. So it's me that's going to have to boom, bam, bam, whatever.
No, but I'm saying that, obviously, Dave being on the track is a big deal.
Of course.
In terms of, like, what you guys mean to the culture, it's the same. Like,
of course. And that's the first song we've got together as well.
Even though it's a surprise feature and it's like, oh, sick, Dave did this or whatever, Dave is good. It's, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm... That should happen. You know
it
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it should
happen.
But at the same time, from your perspective, there is a
angle. Legally, I had to look at it different. It's more than just having a feature with Davis. Like, this could go left. If
So you guys could get sued or some stuff. Okay.
Oh, not could we get sued? Do you know what happened?
I thought they just take the money.
We offered them the money, Pulse.
Oh, they said no.
They said no. They said we don't want this song to be at all. We don't, yeah? So I said, cool.
Said,
Dave's
yeah.
like, Dave's like, bruv, the art, don't sacrifice the art. I'm going back and forth with my manager. He's going back and forth with Dave's manager. Do you know what I said? You know what, fuck it, let's just drop it. So we've dropped it with the original sample. Pulsey, not even 24 hours, these guys emailing my manager. We told you, we didn't want da-da-da. But my thing is, I feel like we screwed ourselves
by alerting them.
I think we put ourselves on their map shouting them in the first place. So I think they already had their antennas up thinking, let's just keep an eye on this young Teflon guy, just in case he uses our melody. Bro, they're threatening takedowns, But you know how it is with streaming? You can edit songs that are live. So we've changed the beat. But when we changed it, I didn't like it. So I was like, nah, we got to change it again. And then we've changed it again. To this day, I don't listen to that song. But I just don't listen to it.
But surely, like, can't you, like, put the original on YouTube somewhere?
I mean, maybe if I had a fake channel and uploaded it and leaked it.
No, but is it on YouTube somewhere?
No, it's not. But
that's what I'm saying. It should be.
It's on CD. I have CDs. I think I've got 2,000.
No, but it should. I think at this point, there should be the original version on YouTube somewhere. It's 2024.
Like, that leaked version should live there.
Are you going to pay for the court fees if these cunts pull up and
tell me? No, but it's not you that uploaded it.
That's what I just said. If it...
Yeah, but I'm saying, should have happened a long time ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's a...
Because a lot of people love that song.
People love that song.
No, like...
No, they do,
It's a hit.
They love the song.
As in, you made a hit, and then...
But it's like a ghost.
And Mel
Gibson, it's like, if you know, you know. It's like a ghost. Yeah, they dusted me.
So randomly, I want to ask, so how comes we never see you and Big Nasty, like, doing the random stuff? Not, like, all the time, but, like...
Yeah.
Like, we never see, like, a random picture of you and Big Nasty.
I don't know. Nasty's very far removed. And when I say that, I mean, like, I feel like Nasty's in a whole different world to what man does now. Like, Nasty's like a, he's like more of a
personality.
Like, do you know what I mean? Than an artist.
He's also an artist, but he's just, and he's like, he's basically Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, in that sense, he is. He's more known for him than he's,
Snoop Dogg is known.
Yeah.
But
I can't say that.
As in Big Nasty.
He's still known for his music, but Big Nasty is Big Nasty. He's a brand. Obviously, it's still love. Wherever I see him, it's still love, hugs, and whatever. That's
what I'm saying. You lot still see each other.
No, yeah, that's bro, fam.
Remember,
I see his mom,
I
see
him. 16, like, that kind of No. It could go either way. I don't know what the story is. You know what I'm saying? You still have those memories.
Yeah, of course, bro. And even probably the two summers it was that I was running around with them, man. I learned a lot. You have to remember, I was a kid. I was like, what, 15, 16.
Oh, they're older than you.
Yeah, they were older than me. Okay. I was just like the young one, hence my name. I was like, oh, young one, you get me? So it's like, they taught me a lot about, even the way to like hold a mic. I remember I used to hold the mic crazy. Like, you couldn't hear me. The mic's over there. And then I've got it close and my hands all over it. They taught me how to perform. Because you have to remember, as an MC, I was performing before I was recording.
Mm.
So they taught me a lot of things that I still incorporate in my craft today.
Mm.
Is from Nasty, Soul, or Our Man, Them Man There. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Nasty is, it's definitely all love with Nasty still. But next time I see him, I'm gonna push on that. Like, bro, like, do you know what I mean?
Let's just get a little picture, man. Or something, man.
And it's mad you say that, because you see how Chip and Doubles and whatnot's been doing these grime sets, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll show you my DMs right now, bro. Turf, when you gonna jump on one of these? Pause. When you gonna jump on one of these grime sets, bro? They need to know, you need to show them, fam. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, bro, do I even remember my grime bar? Do people even remember that I did grime? Because you have to remember, a lot of my fans come from, well, not most, but a lot of them come from me doing features with the young artists, like you said, like the Dave tracks, the K Traps, the Clavishes. And then they'll be like, oh my days, I didn't know you did. And they it's like, obviously, then that's a good thing because they do their work and go backwards now.
Yeah.
And then they realize, bro, you've been there for forever. Like,
yeah.
Literally, you've been there forever. So it's like, do I do a grime set and kind of wake them up and show them that I was in that field once upon a time? Because you couldn't imagine Scraps on a flipping grime set now.
I can.
You couldn't, man.
Nah, they've been doing some throwbacks, man.
I've been seeing them. I've been seeing them. But I couldn't, I don't know, like, just, I got to think about that one.
I like Scraps on grime, though. I don't know
Scraps,
why.
I didn't know, and this is the thing, so I can't even fault my fans, because I used to listen to SLK. I didn't know Scraps star is Scraps. I didn't know. And it's probably a handful of other rappers. Blade used to MC. You didn't know that.
No, I heard it.
Blade's got sets with a Nasty crew in that.
Yes, I've heard the lyric. There's one blogger, I think his name's, don't want to get it wrong, but I think it's Daniel Messiah, I feel like.
Yeah.
He discovered a few old
school. What, he posted it?
Yeah. Jerome posted it as well.
I heard Blade on radio before I knew Blade in person, bro.
Yeah, he could spit on grime as well, to be fair.
Yeah, but even then, like I said before, Blade always sounded like a rapper rapping on grime. You've heard it, your page, right?
Yeah, of course, Cop.
Page. No, because I feel like, bro, niggas don't be knowing these things. Let me not say you.
How can I not know Page?
Page. Youngster, Young Meth would have been. Them man was doing grime. Dubs.
No, these are my guys.
You don't know Temp, man.
What, from PDC?
Ah! So why now you don't tap, man?
Yo, Tep, what are we doing out here? Come on, man.
No, because
ask me some questions.
Because you said you was fully on the grime thing. You said you was fully on the grime thing.
Yeah.
And Tep was more,
more
of a rap.
Yeah, but I came in when Tep, Tep Man was really heavy at one point in South.
Tep Man would have been a flip. Tep Man was like a child star, bro.
I felt his energy. Like, it was like, yeah, it's that crazy nigga from Brixton. He's hard.
Always wearing red.
Yeah.
Talking crazy.
Yeah. Like, his bars was high. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so
Temp. Shout out Temp, man.
I knew about him still.
So, it's like, there's a lot of men that was doing grime, but you have to remember, grime didn't get the coverage. I'm in South. I don't even know if you can even look into the radio stations that I'm listening to. Remember?
No, I can't.
Remember certain radio stations, it's regional, so I don't know. What did you have in East? Deja Vu. What's the other one that was Rinse? In East? Is Rinse in East? Yeah, Rinse. Yeah. You would have had that. Then we would have had, like, On Top.
I wasn't even in the game, like, pirate radio.
You weren't listening to pirate radio? So how did you start listening to grime?
I was more of a...
Channel U?
Nah. I was more of a...
Or the raves?
I was more on a leak. Like, you know when people started leaking songs on BlackBerry and that?
LimeWire days.
Yeah, like those kind of things.
Pulse, so that's kind of late, Pulse,
so I'm listening to, like, obviously So Solid.
Mm-hmm.
This is my entry
point. But So Solid would have been, as much as they was on Pirate Radio, they was on Delight and that, but they would have been commercial.
I'm talking about when the CD came out. This is when I'm tapping in.
Yeah.
Then I found out about Dizzy, Wiley, Kano, these people. Then I've heard that Trim. You remember that?
Trim.
That freestyle Trim, Lockdown.
So being from East, who was the first MC that you actually knew? Actually, you knew, like, you would see them, like, about in the ends.
Probably Getz. I used to see him around.
That's when he was a madman. That was Ghetto.
Still is, mate.
That was, Getz is, I feel like Getz is, I don't feel like people know how mad Getz used to be.
No, but Getz is like.
Getz is a maniac as well, bro.
Getz is like, he's a work in progress. He's always fighting with himself internally. You can see in his face, like,
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Like, when he's answering questions, like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
But I know it's not fine.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, so one of my favourite classics, actually, is In Your Dreams, with you, Skepta, and Blade.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, because that's one of the videos that got deleted off the first GRM channel. I think it's on, like, a random channel now, kind of, but that was a classic.
Do you know In Your Dreams, yeah? I wasn't even meant to be on that song. Blade said, I'm going to let Skepta, innit? Obviously, I'm going to let Skepta, I'm rolling, you get me? There now, I remember we were in the studio, it's late though, it's like 3 a.m, they've done their verses, I'm like half asleep on the sofa these times. I remember Skepta's tapped me like, what, you ain't got a hook? I was like, me, a hook? Well, I wrote that shit in like 30 seconds, bro, I got up straight away, slapped it out. We shot the video that same night.
Yeah, no, we did.
We shot the video that same night.
I was in Ghana at the time, it was like 12 a.m. And then Blade just shouted me, he was like, yeah, I want to shoot a video for the Skepta tune. I was like, when? He's like, right now. Just sent El Mino over there.
El Mino.
The legend.
Shout out El Mino, man.
You got out of bed for that quickly.
The plan wasn't to shoot the video that night.
Yeah.
The tune was done and Skepta just, we're shooting it now. Let's just go in the back and shoot it, literally.
Something else I want to talk about is obviously you're from Brixton.
Yeah.
Tiny Boost is from Peckham.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you guys had any altercations before, considering where you guys are from. But it's incredible to see where the journey's brought you in terms of being able to even go to the extent of actually having a joint mixtape together.
Yeah. Boost is my brother, man. Like, even going back to them days there when there was the whole Brixton Peckham thing, I didn't have like quarrels with Peckham, so I weren't linking them, but I had like cousins and family over there, so I was never doing that whole Brixton versus Peckham thing. But Boost is actually my first feature.
No way.
Yeah, he's my first feature that I've ever like rapped with before the Blades and the Khans or whatever. This is when we used to rap on like just download American beats on J Arms or whatever. That's MySpace days. You know, like MySpace, you have the the player thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what we released it on. It dropped on there.
At the top, the little player thing.
You can have like 3 or 4 songs or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think like them times there, I used to just follow a few like rappers from Peckham or whatever. I used to just rock with their music. But I think I've hit him, or he's hit me. I can't remember. But we had mutual friends as well. at the time, so it's kind of like, you know what, I could kind of trust my man kind of thing. But like, we met in Camberwell. If you know, like, South, Camberwell's just literally in the middle of Brixton and Peckham, innit?
Yeah.
So we met in Camberwell. I've gone there with my boy Loops, who is my manager now, and he's Boosie's manager as well now. But at the time, I'm saying, right, you reckon my man's dodgy? He's saying, right, I don't know. Like, it was an awkward one. I'm thinking he's going to pull up 20-man black bandanas. Nah, he pulled up. He's literally just him by himself. And he done the tune and just been locked in ever since, bro. That's my brother.
And that's crazy because he was your first feature and now you both have the same manager. Same manager.
Yeah. Shout out to boy Loops, man.
That's a crazy story. I don't think a lot of people know that.
I don't think anyone knows that. It's actually crazy. And then, obviously, he went on his holiday and... Because I didn't know Hollow then. And then I've locked in with Hollow, Bark, Sus, the rest of them lot. So when he's come home, it's like... Man's even like more like ingrained than
there was like a relationship.
Yeah, it's really built. Like man was really part of the thing. So, and now that's my brother. Like even outside me, like if you see me outside these days, I'm probably gonna be with Boost. You know what I mean? And Loops. So, like that's actually my guy. And I feel like people don't really get to see. I mean they do, but I don't think people get to see the type of. He has a lot of personality. You know what I mean? He has a big personality as well, and he's hilarious. He's funny. Do you know what I mean? But. Because of, like, I don't know if it's his rap style or being in the PYGs before. People think, like, he's just on gang time 24-7, and that's just not the case, bro. Like, Boost is actually mad funny and
hilarious. It's only half the day, man. It's only on gang time half the day.
Yeah, bro.
Now, I like Boost, man. I like his perspectives when he's speaking, especially on podcasts and stuff like that. He's a very intelligent guy.
Yeah, he's well-versed.
You know what? One of my other favourite tunes you've got is the Stardom tune.
Body Language.
That is a classic tune.
Body Language.
I feel like you got bare tunes.
Just flat them in the hood.
I think you might be able to see Ambush in that Versus, you know? Thinking about it.
Bush? Ambush? Which one of these cameras are recording?
All of them.
I've told him anyway. Ambush, you're baby levels compared to me, bro. I'm big daddy in this, bro. And I get it, because the confidence, everyone should be confident. No one should say, oh, he'll beat me. I think I'm the best. Pause as well, that was crazy. Yeah, I think I'm the best in my head. No one can beat me. No one can beat me. So, I get it, but Ambush just tone it down. I like Ambush anyway. I like his... Ambush is more entertaining, isn't it? He's got the energy. I might not have that sort of energy.
Ambush is more than entertaining.
No, I'm not saying that's all he is. I'm saying that's more his style.
Oh, yeah, that's his bag. Yeah. That's all he is
because he can rap.
Yeah, that's his bag.
He's not an ABC. I'm not saying he's an ABC right now.
You seem like you're in a great place.
Yeah.
The car's expensive. The clothes are expensive. Obviously, the viewers can't tell, but...
Yeah, they're not going to see
it. The aftershave smells expensive. Like... It just feels like everything is going your way right now.
I'm just growing up, man. When I come in this game, I was a kid, man. I didn't know life. I hadn't lived life. I was just having fun, and I didn't come in the game thinking this is gonna be my career. But now I wanna actually tell the kids, not even just the kids, the adults, everyone. I'm a rapper, bro. I rap. This is what I do. You know, it's like cool. To me, it's cringe to say, oh, I'm not a rapper. Oh, I'm just a gangster that raps, so I don't rap. But you rap and you record and you shoot videos. So what are you? Like, are you an imposter? Like, what are you? I'm a rapper, bro. The things you see me with, the nice things I have, I got it from rap, bro.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? I got it from rap. And I don't like when people say things like, oh, but that's rap money. It's rap money. I don't have to drive my car thinking feds are going to come grab me and say, how did you get this? I wear my jewels freely. Feds pull me all the time now. They look at me, and most of them know who I am. Feds are young these days, and where I'm living, it's out the way, bro. They look at me, and they let me go. They didn't even check my license, bro.
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling, bro. Do you know what I mean? I used to live in my rear view, bro. I haven't done nothing today, but I'm shook. I'm not scared, bro. I walk around where I live, and I feel at peace. People that know me, it's not like where I have to look at them thinking, right, they're onto me. They know me, they say hello, and they go about their business. It's like, who doesn't want to live that sort of life? Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is where I am, and I earned it. It wasn't given, I earned it. Do you know what I mean? So, but I see you though, Pulse, man. You just, you know, life is good,
man. I'm trying.
Life is very great, man. How much gone is me in now? Four, five?
That was the fifth one, you know.
Halsey tried to say I cost him 5 bags for smoking cigars at the gala.
I didn't try. You did.
£5.
You did. And when I asked you, right, you know what he said?
What did I say? You got that, man. You paid the cost.
I didn't even get an apology.
You paid the cost.
Like, oh, post, you got that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.